1, 2, 3, 4.
This is Ryan and Liz.
We're here with Akron's independent mayoral candidate, William Melver.
I suck on ukulele.
But we love you anyway.
Spoils of Akron podcast.
I just want to say that's the first time I ever sang it with you, and
I think it turned
in
out
a
really
joking
well.
Sense.
Like, okay, so I'm really rusty on ukulele, but I mean we'll get to that at another podcast. But right now we got 30 minutes with Mr. William Melver. Hello, good sir. How are you doing today?
Thank you for coming.
Well, you're quite welcome, and thank you for inviting me.
I'm so excited. You're the independent. You're the one who wants to break those barriers and separate yourself. How do you distinguish yourself from the other candidates, from the other parties?
Well, you know, number one, I'm an engineer, and I'm not a politician. And I've never done this before, okay? So, you know, the others have held public offices or been in the public limelight. You know, I got a little bit of public limelight when I launched the Akron Life and Leisure magazine about 12 years ago.
Is that right? You started that magazine?
Yes, ma'am.
And what about Mr.
Baker? Baker, yeah.
Did he buy it from you then? How did
we had a friendly separation. It was my agreement that I would help him start up that venture.
So you started it together initially.
Yes,
how
yes.
exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. And you know, it's amazing about, and this is the kind of stuff that I regress to about this community. It is so great, and the people here are so you just can't explain it. You know, they're wonderful. They're heartwarming. They reach into their pockets when they see a cause. And you know, when we started that, I went around. I didn't know anything about starting a magazine. We needed to raise $100,000, okay? And I went to people like Guy Pipitone. He was a friend of mine through when I was still with General Electric, and my client was the power generation company, Ohio Edison being one of those. And he's an executive vice president of first, then it was Ohio Edison. And I said, you know, Guy, we're trying to start this magazine, and you're one of the biggest employer in town. And would you be willing to buy a full-page, four-color ad? And he said, what kind of money are we talking about? And I said, $2,500. He said, sure. I mean, it was just, you know.
Should have called it $25,000 and said it comes with a little bit of an investment factor as well. But you will get an ad out of this.
Yeah, but I wasn't that smart. Okay.
I was
new in this game. I never did this before.
It was new to you.
Yeah.
But I like the innovative factor and the fact that you were inspired by the people and the community here to create this
magazine.
And
so they bought this ad. It was just mind-boggling. It said, we love this city. We put our name on it. And if you walk downtown, you see First Energy, the top of one of the tallest building in downtown Akron. Okay. So it's that kind of connection. We went to Summa, and they loved the concept. They signed up for a whole 12 months and wanted the back page, back cover. Okay. So
I think I still see their ads.
Yeah.
So that started, how many years ago was that?
12, right? You said?
It was 2000. Well, our first issue was called the Holiday Issue. It hit the newsstand at Thanksgiving. And we had Stan Hewitt on the front cover. I had a lot of different articles in there. One of my ideas was, let's do something called the Decades of December. And we interviewed somebody from every decade, from 0 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, all the way up to 90 to 100. And we had this guy, his name was Nick DiVallo, I think. He was the good humor guy at the Sparkle Market in Highland Square.
Sparkle Market! Market. Who remembers remember Sparkle really? Market? You were probably just a little sparkle in your daddy's eye, Ryan.
I don't know what that is. say it like, woo, and I'm like, I have no idea what Sparkle Market is. Like, you know, I've never even heard of it before.
Okay, let me just clarify for young Ryan, who is all about finding the newest and freshest nooks and crannies in Akron, but still learning some of the history, too. Not that I know all of it by any means, but it's where the mustard seed is in Highland Square, the new mustard seed.
Right.
There used to be this little market back in the day called Sparkle Market. It was a little local grocery store. It was a smaller unit.
And they had this guy. He's 92 years old. His name was Nick. His first name was Nick. And he was the good humor guy. He was the guy that would, the first guy you see when you walked into the store, he had a big old smile and he would shake your hand and say, how are you today? You know, I'm so glad that you're here. You know, what can I help you to find? I mean, he was just
now all, he works at Walmart and he's a greeter.
No, I think he's gone to
I'm just kidding.
Big place in the sky.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure he never turned to the dark side like that.
Mr. Melvin,
yes, talk to us about.
There's one question that we like to ask all of our interviewees, and this is, I love this question. It has very different meanings to a lot of people, and I want to ask, why Akron? Why Akron?
That's a great question, you know.
Everybody always starts with that. I love
everybody
it.
Everybody always says that. I love
really?
That.
Really? I'll take that back. Because I don't, you know, I want to say stuff
the
that,
independent has spoken.
That nobody else is.
That's a mediocre question. Gosh.
No, let's start by saying this.
Take it down a level.
we moved to Northeast Ohio in 1987. All right. I was still working for GE. I was to set up a kind of a customer service center for our client, which was the power generation companies. And this was Cleveland Electric and Centurion Energy and Ohio Edison. And so I could put my office anywhere I wanted to. Just a one-man office.
And you chose Akron?
No, I chose Twinsburg.
Chose Twinsburg.
GE had just purchased this business. It was called Rotor Stokes, and they made specialized sensors for the nuclear industry. And they had some space there, so I decided to put my office in their facility. And they had, you know, they had everything I needed: office space, copiers, even secretarial staff. So. I had to move my family here, and I looked around, and I'm a strong believer in public education. So I said to myself, well, you know, we need to find a good school. And we looked around, everybody said it's Hudson. So we moved to Hudson and put my family there. We
bought beautiful a house. Area.
Yeah. But 13 years later, the reason we moved to Hudson was now no longer living with us. My two children, they had... And we're looking around and thinking, gee, you know, we probably need to move somewhere where the taxes are a little more reasonable. So we looked around, and that's what brought us to Akron.
Most affordable city in the country.
Absolutely.
That's right. We just got that, yeah.
Right. So here we are in Hudson, I mean, in Akron. And, you know, we moved around a lot when I was with GE, and we never put down any roots. And I said to myself, you know, maybe it's time I kind of shifted my focus in life and started to think about giving back to the community, and looked around and I was thinking about maybe some business. And that's when Don Baker sought me out and invited me to join him in this magazine venture. And then that got me out into the community a little bit more. I got invited by the Akron Symphony to sit on their board of directors. I got invited by the West Akron Kiwanis to participate in the reading program at the Portage Elementary School. So that was my start to be more engaging in the community and do some stuff that was going to benefit the community as well as myself, you know.
And a community publication is a great outlet for that. The podcast is a great outlet for Ryan and Ben, who is dead to us, and Cody, to go around and explore. And I know what you mean. You know, I used to run this little store called Made in Akron and things like that. And it was kind of a crash course on things I didn't already know about the community. You find out about the greatest products. You meet the people behind them.
Right.
I mean, on and on.
There you go.
Cultural aspects. You were at 500 plates.
That's
right. You served me a sticky rice roll.
Oh, yeah.
It was so yummy. Now, what did you think about that event, and what did that, you know, inspire for you or bring to mind after the fact? What do you think about when you reflect on that?
The thing that awakened me in that event was that the folks that are here and the folks that support this kind of a thing, they're having a great time. But I got to thinking about the folks that weren't here, that didn't get invited. These are the impoverished. These are the people that lives in the inner city. They haven't a clue as to what that kind of an event is all about, because their total focus is on survival.
Okay.
And, you know, where their next meal's coming from. And in fact, this all came to a focus on August 30th, when I read a Beacon Journal editorial by Mike Douglas that spoke about spending over $5 billion a year for social services in Northeast Ohio, and yet our poverty line continues to grow. You know,
so do you think money is being spent unnecessarily and should be reallocated to areas where it's needed more? I mean, I don't think that the taxpayers need to put any more in. That's my opinion. But I think that monies are being wasted in certain areas, and they could certainly be applied to where they're needed more. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm a guy that don't like to jump to conclusions. So when I see some of the prevailing facts, I want to find out more about it. So I decided to immerse myself in this whole area of poverty. I want to understand what there is about. So I attended.
What did you learn? What did you learn?
Well, I'm still learning.
Learning.
Last Wednesday, I attended a course. It's called Bridges Out of Poverty,
Okay. And
it's sponsored by United Way and Akron Action, Inc.
Great organizations.
And in fact, Sage Lewis and I, we both attended this thing. You know, I mean, he is very compassionate about the homeless. So we sat there and we learned a lot. We learned stuff like, you know, as a person gets a job at minimum wage, okay, that person still qualifies for a lot of the entitlement, you know, subsidies, food stamps, etc. But now, let's say that that person really works hard and gets a pay increase, okay? So he gets from, say, $8 to $12 an hour. Wow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is he has less to spend, because now
taxes.
He's not just taxes. He's lost some of those.
But yes, taxes.
Subsidies, all right? So he doesn't get as big of a food stamp allowance. He may lose his subsidized home housing. He may no longer qualify for the WIC program. Do you know what that person has to make in order to just get to where he started at minimum wage?
I don't.
I didn't either. I thought it maybe might be, you know, $12, $14. It's $20 an hour.
Wow.
Now, where's the incentive to work hard?
Exactly. And that's how they're talking about in numerous states now. You know, in New York State, they've raised the minimum wage to what, like $15?
Yeah, $15.
Let me ask you this. That, I think, is not good on several levels. Let me put it this way. Number one, if someone says to themselves, well, you know, I can just have a kind of whatever you want to call it type job, lower level, entry level type position, and make $15. Where's the incentive to learn more and grow when they feel like they can relax at that level potentially? I realize what you're saying, that the cost of living and that the programs and things like that may not be there, but I think the key is to incentivize people to continue to learn and grow.
Absolutely.
Regardless.
Absolutely.
To get, you know, entry level is one thing, and it's an admirable place to be and place to start, but you don't ever want to suppress people in a sense that, you know, this is as far as you're going to get based on what levels of government assistance you can receive and, you know, based on how much you're going to have to pay in taxes.
I think this is a...
It's sort of a catch-22 sometimes.
Yeah, I think this is a good segue, Mr. Melver, to talk more about your platform, about what kind of changes you want to make for these communities in our city, and what else you want to do for arts, for culture, for politics. I mean, what's your platform? What makes you different than the other candidates?
Well, I would say the one thing that really makes a difference is that when I feel passionate about something, I tend to just immerse myself, you know, hands, feet, my total body. To try and
jump in the pool, you don't just dabble your toes.
Just pictured him jumping in a
pool. In.
I just pictured you jumping in a pool. It was great.
But anyway,
you had clothes
getting immersed in trying to understand the fundamental issues that are creating this problem, and how do we attack that?
Okay.
All right. So that's just the engineer that's in me. Because engineers, you know,
I think that's very interesting. I'm a machinist, so I work with engineers, engineers they think differently than other people. They think about the problem and not just how to fix it, but they think of 12 other ways how to fix the problem.
So, and I've done that. You know, I've done that throughout my career, working for GE.
Okay.
But then I've done that since then, as I told you, you know.
In other outlets.
And so as a volunteer, as a community activist. And I think it's really important because that shows that you're willing to become a stakeholder. You're willing to invest your time and money and energy and whatever it takes. Okay. And again, that goes back to my integrity, that I think that's a very important part of what I am, because when some issue really
you jump
energizes
into it.
Yeah. A passion in me, then I try to get involved and find a solution.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know the other candidates can speak that way. So, you know, even though they're great guys, I met them both. I've had conversations, but they don't have that burning passion in their belly to attack problems. And so I guess that's what I think.
Where do you think that passion comes from, Bill? Do you think that comes from your love for the city, your thought process of being an engineer, or from something else? I mean, the type of passion you're talking about isn't just something that everybody has.
If you look at my literature, it says Bill Melver, an American samurai.
That's awesome.
All right, so
American samurai in Akron.
It does go back to the 14th century. I do come from a family of samurai bloodline.
Really?
So, yes, I do. So, I think part of it is that.
Any Harry Carey in that family history?
Oh yeah, many.
Whoa,
many.
Because that's how they do, right?
Well,
that's how they do.
It's what differentiates them from and doing their duty and honor to the Lord, and as a mayor, the Lord in this case are the people of Akron.
Right.
All right. Now, if I fail, am I gonna? Probably not. But
I hope not. I really do. That would be terrible.
No one worth running ever plans on failing. I will say that. What do you, speaking of the passion burning in your belly, what do you put in your belly around here? Where's your favorite places to eat? Where do you go with the family? Where do you go for your own favorite
sandwich? These are great questions, because you guys have just told me about the Sparkle Market, which I've never heard of before. So what are some of the gems that you found over the years here in Akron, food-wise?
We like to go to Crave.
Oh,
love Crave.
We like to go to El Rancho. I think El Rancho is probably the...
Where's El Rancho? Wait,
oh my
I know
God,
that. Where is that?
It is over by North Hawkins. It used to be
Yoconos. Yes, I love El Rancho, yes.
Yep, they have that new patio now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
As of this past summer.
We love Papa Joe's down in the valley.
You get the kids mac and cheese, I'm sorry. It's the best macaroni and cheese I've ever had.
And, of course, Liz only gets the kids macaroni
and cheese. I was with kids, I swear, at the time, but I was, blown away.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
Well, Jeff Bruno always treats us well, and you know, sometimes we'll have a family dining event in the wine room, which is really great. You know,
I mean, what do you eat when you go there?
My favorite is chicken francais.
Ooh, I love chicken francais. I do. It's one of my all-time favorite dinners.
Yeah, yeah.
My boyfriend, when I want, you know, something really good or him to cook, he's a chef, so there's that, but he can do it very well. He'll make that for me sometimes because he knows I like it so much.
Are there any places in the city that you absolutely love that are gorgeous to you that you go, maybe if you need a time to sit by yourself and reflect or anything like that, is there any place like that that you found here in Akron?
You know, there's a little pond at the bottom of Merriman. As you come down the hill and you go off to the right, it's a Metro Park that goes.
Okay.
And I love to take my dog there, especially in the winter when it's snow, fresh snow. And
what kind of dog do you have?
I have a black lab.
Oh, okay.
Her name is Harper.
Harper.
And, yeah, and she's a great dog.
I bet she loves the snow.
Oh, she loves. She, you know, when it's 20 degrees below zero and everything is frozen, she'll sit on the driveway with her bare butt on that frozen and just kind of, you know, looks back and forth or down, up and down the street. I don't know how she could do that, you know. It's cold.
Well, now when you're looking for peace and serenity and a quiet time, you can always come sit with Ryan and I because we're both so quiet and serene and we provide
really,
that.
Really.
Yeah, as you can tell. Mm-hmm.
I find that hard to believe.
What do you mean?
Are there any local music venues that you love to go to? Any local musicians? I mean, the cool thing about this podcast is our home is right here in Musica. It's a podcast. You know, we're movable. We go different places and we're able to go to satellite places and the library and like Miss Julie's Kitchen and Connie's house if we need to. But the cool thing is we're right here in Musica.
I know. And, you know, I am just now starting to find out what a great treasure trove of musicians, young musicians, creative musicians that are here. You know,
now the stuff Ryan's that, one. Ryan's a
is
musician.
Is that right?
He's
wow.
in a band.
I try.
It's great.
I try.
Now,
he's in the aluminum.
I'm more of a, you know, my dad used to call long hair music, and we are regular subscribers to the Akron Symphony, and we also support the U Symphony. And in fact,
did you just make it out to the John Williams
yes,
concert?
Yes.
Oh, and, how and, was that?
Oh, it was phenomenal.
I wanted to go so bad, but I missed it.
It was great.
I wanted to go half because I wanted to wear my Han Solo costume, but the other half just because I love that music.
That
music gets you pumped for anything.
It was wonderful. And then
nostalgic.
There's a concert this Saturday, you know.
Okay.
It's Mozart.
Where
so,
at E.J. Thomas?
E.J. Thomas, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And Christopher Wilkins, you know, I mean, we go way back to when he first came here. In fact, the year he arrived in Akron, we also had a new pastor for our church. I invited both of them to my house, okay, and we served a sushi dinner. And I said, gentlemen, now, you know, you guys are both brand new. We're going to meet again a year from today, and I want to hear your take on this great community. And we did that. And, you know, we've been friends ever since. In fact, he's written an endorsement on my website. You'll see it. The other guy's gone.
Now, you said that you made a sushi dinner, and like I said, you brought those.
No,
sticky...
I didn't. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't make it.
Okay, that's all right. Well, what I'm wondering is, do you cook? You brought those sticky rice rolls to 500 plates. I was lucky enough to have one. But do you like to cook on a regular basis?
I love to cook on a regular basis.
What do you like to make?
Oh, listen, I make anything. You know, I make Japanese, Italian. I make chicken francais. I try to replicate that. I'm not quite as good as Papa Joe's, but my favorite is beef bolognese, which is a bolognese sauce that I got from a maitre d' on a cruise that I was on. My wife and I were on several years ago. So I do that. I cook a lot of Chinese. I love Chinese.
I bet your wife really appreciates this.
Yeah.
Does she cook as well, or do you do all the cooking at home?
You know, she just retired about a year ago. She retired in July of 2014. So when she was working, and her office was in Bedford, when she left her office, she would call and say, I'm on my way. And
start,
I knew
start cooking.
I knew I had 23 minutes to have the dinner on the table, the glass of wine poured, and you know.
What were the consequences if you didn't?
Oh, I know. Yeah, serious. It was.
I had exactly 23 minutes. So to have it plated and served.
Mr. Melville, we got about 5 more minutes.
Okay.
And last question that I have, and maybe Liz can
go for it.
A follow-up question. If elected, what would be some of the first things that you would want to establish here in Akron?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is and my slogan is, let's do the right thing for the right reason. So
okay.
The first thing I'm going to do is have every member of my cabinet take that same oath to me.
Okay.
Right? Step number one. Number two, I'm going to cut the mayor's salary.
Look at you.
Wow.
And then I'm going to reach out to every foundation, and I'm saying, all right, here, I'm putting up this money. It's going to be north of $30,000.
Okay.
Right? This is my money. You care about this community, you will match this. So I'm hoping to raise about, I have $1 million through those
different organizations and groups
and stuff. This is going to be the mayor's compassionate fund. And anybody has access to it. Just write the mayor. In fact, I'm going to have coffee in different parts of the city every week. So people know if I'm having coffee at the Nervous Dog.
Meet the mayor here.
All right? Yeah. And I'll buy them coffee, and they can tell me, you know, if they feel
what their ideas were.
Yeah. So, you know, those are the kind of things that I plan to do.
You're going to make yourself accessible.
Absolutely.
And what, do you have a percentage in mind? What percentage are you talking about in terms of cutting the mayor's salary? I'm sure people are wondering.
25% to 30%.
Wow. Pretty significant. Wow.
Yeah. But then the cabinet's going to follow suit with 10%.
Wow.
All right.
So it's people that want to be there, not who.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're a public servant. All right. So we're going to serve the public. And I wouldn't do this if the city was was not in dire straits financially. But we're almost bankrupt, you know. So when you're the CEO of a company and it doesn't do well, you should take a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the city is not doing well. So, you know, that's how
I can't help but think of Scarborough in this situation now.
Well,
I just couldn't help it.
I'm going to reach out to him and say, hey, take my lead. You know,
there you go.
This will send volumes of goodwill throughout the community.
That is very true. Mr. Melville, I want to say thank you for coming on. Liz, if you have any follow-up questions.
I'm great. I'm so grateful. It was so nice to meet you.
Now would be the time.
We're wishing you all the best in this running. If there's anything you want to conclude with or anything that you want to say, that's what we want.
And the last thing
Make
is
sure
that,
you
know, I'm really dedicated to my family. I am so blessed.
Aww.
My entire family is right here. My two children and their spouses and their family.
When you said right here, I thought you meant
right
at this table.
Here.
And I was
No.
I was like, aw. I was like,
wait a minute.
Bill, you don't. Wait. Not us.
We're family now.
No. What happened to those peaceful, serene moments we were planning?
In Akron. They're here. So all my grandchildren are here?
That's so awesome.
I think Ryan just wants you to adopt him.
Okay. Go to my website.
But he's taken with you.
You'll see the family picture. And, you know, I'm so
he wants
proud.
To eat your food.
Hey, just call me up. You can come
I'm coming
to my table.
Over.
That's fine. Yeah.
Bill, I'm coming over. Cook up. I'll be there in 23 minutes.
I want some of that francais.
Thank you. I want to say thank you again so much for coming on. This was such a pleasure. You know, we've got to talk to all three candidates, but I think we learned so much about each one of them individually when we have them on the show.
Well, good. That's good, and that's good for the community.
I think it's good for people to get to know a different side of you. You know, when you do 10-minute interviews, little snippets in the newspaper here and there, people don't really get to hear about where you like, what food you like, that you're from a generation of samurais. I mean, that's just right
that's
there. That's a cool
so
fact.
Cool. The fact that you want to cut the mayoral salary. All those fun things. I mean, we delved into your personality. That's all a reflection of you and part of where you come from and what you're about. So
It
was great to find those things out.
Well, great. And well, thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's been a pleasure. I really love this kind of stuff, you know? So thank you for you and the Akronists for really... I think you guys do a phenomenal job of
Yay,
informing.
The Akronist. Where is that, Chris Miller?
Yeah.
He's here somewhere.
I want to say thank you again
so much. There he is.
Break here, and then we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Hello, we are back, everyone. All right.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, and this is going to be so cool. Hey, check this out. We're going to have all four co-host on mic at once.
Ready?
Everybody start
Hello.
Talking. Go. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
The now Three Stooges did it much better.
Now that your ears are bleeding.
From Liz, maybe not from me.
Yeah, well, I will admit that. I'm sure I'm the one responsible.
So, Cody and Chris, you two got to sit back and listen to Mr. Melver.
I did.
What'd you guys think? You know, we like to, as
cool
I
podcast.
Said it the one time, we like to have a bias, and you guys corrected me. It's unbiased opinion.
Yeah, unbiased.
So what'd you guys think? I thought it was a good podcast.
Yeah,
I think
Chris and I were talking. We thought it was a pretty good podcast, too. I mean, it's really cool. I just think it was really cool that we got to have all the mayoral candidates on instead of just Eddie and Dan. You know, we got to talk to Bill, too. So mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool that we got to do that, and I'm really happy we did.
And there's one person we really have to thank for setting that up.
We do.
Yoli.
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 Thank
Yoli.
You, Yoli.
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 We want to say thank you so much, Yoli.
We're singing
she's,
your
she's
praises.
She's standing right behind us, but, I mean, everybody give her a round of applause, because we wouldn't have gotten them candidates without her, and we really do appreciate it. So.
She's beautiful. She's talented. She's very, very nice. She just gave me a necklace. Oh, so she's crafty. She makes these beautiful pieces of jewelry.
There's,
I just
she's
found
all
that out
over
today.
The place all the time. It's crazy.
There's don't know how she does it.
But
does
anyways,
it all. She's a
we
mother of seven. She's incredible. She's Akron's superwoman,
I know.
Dare say.
But we wanted to come back because, as always, we like to shout out some events and organizations and stuff that is happening here in the Rubber City. So I'm going to let Cody go first. Cody, go ahead and tell us what's happening, brah.
What you got?
Okay, well.
I'm going to play some smooth guitar in the background.
Some smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz. okay, what I see coming up here is October 22nd through the 24th. There's a cool new restaurant that Akron has covered it this week. It's called the Funky Truckeria. Coming to Norton. It's from the creators of the Orange Truck and Holy Frijoles food truck. So that's really cool. They're doing an opening weekend the 22nd through the 24th. And that is, it's on Greenwich Road, I think. It's in the Norton Plaza, so it's where Acme is. It's pretty cool. And that's going to be cool. Let's see, what else do we got? Copper Pennies are playing this weekend, Ryan, aren't they?
Woo!
They're playing at the Blue Rock Cafe in Hudson. That is from 9 to midnight on Saturday.
Aluminum pennies. Gotta love them.
And the only other thing that I... Well, there's two other things, I guess. Okay, so one is on November 7th is the Downtown Akron Art Walk, and that's the last time they'll have the Crafty Mart this year, I believe.
The pop-up one.
Yeah, the pop-up for
gotcha.
This year. That's November 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. And then Akron Comic Con is coming up. That's November 7th and 8th at Quaker Station, right, Ryan?
Yeah, we'll be there. Rubber City Cosplay, the cosplay group that I run. Cody's in it, too. We will be there, and we'll be running the cosplay in the pop booth. We'll be taking free pictures with everybody. And then at 4 p.m., I'm running the first ever cosplay panel for Akron Comic Con. I know. And then at 5 is the contest. So make sure you get your what am I going to say? Your cowl and cape. That's what it is. I almost said your cap and gown. I was like, I don't think that's right. Those words almost came out of my mouth. But make sure you get your cape and cowl out, Chris Miller, and you come down and join the costume contest.
I'll bring my cape, cowl, and my scowl.
Ooh.
Very nice.
That's all I got. Chris, what do you have?
Well, this Wednesday on the 23rd, Summit Choral Society is hosting their season kickoff at Blue Jazz, and they're restructuring their organization. They've got a younger artistic director, new marketing person. They're really got a lot of exciting things going. That's 5:30 to 8:00 at Blue Jazz. Also, the 23rd on Friday is Bassoonaroo, which is a bassoon super group. You never thought the bassoon could be cool, but it is. Howard House Museum Concert Series. This is at the Howard House Museum, owned by University of Akron. They're hosting this museum concert series to help restore some of the relics they have at the museum. Also on Friday, Bunko Fun for Life is Good No Matter What, which is an excellent local nonprofit, and they do like a Make-A-Wish for adults with terminal cancer. They take them on little escapes and little trips, and this is a fundraising event at Hazel Tree Interiors. I don't know if Ryan's going to mention the Just Go With It Wine and Improv.
Yes,
I'll save that for you.
I'll do it real quick. This Friday night at Akron A Camp, right on Market Street. There is the Just Go With It Wine and Improv Night. Come down for some wine. Come down for some improv. It'll be a great time. We got workshops and the show to follow. So I'm excited for that. That'll be kind of our second public debut. You know, we've started out doing little house shows here and there, but now we're starting to finally do some public shows. So come on down. I believe it's $15 for the show and
show or the workshop.
Yeah, so I'm not sure of the ticket prices, but go ahead and check them out on Facebook.
$15 for the show or the workshop, $20 for both.
I'm still not sure, but go ahead and check it out on Facebook.
Oh my gosh,
what happened to the music?
We know not.
Yeah, can you start? Can you keep playing, please?
I cannot do that at the same time.
On the
hello, I'm not, no, now we can't do
you're
it.
Done. On Saturday the 24th, Halloween 2015 at BARC, Better Akron Recreation for Canines, I think is what that name means.
Do and people dress up their dogs?
They do. There's I love a dog it. Costume contest. I have one a costume for my dog ready
oh
to go.
Oh my gosh, is someone covering that?
The,
like
the
getting
Cascade.
Picks?
Akronis usually covers it, but the girls.
Someone
who
will.
Used to cover
there will
it,
be pictures online. That's gonna be great.
A year ago, so yeah, we'll cover it. Yoli will cover it. Okay. She's committed. Now we have on the air.
Sorry, Yoli.
Her committing to this. She nodded her head yes.
Yoli will do it.
So, two more things. October 29th, Boogers, Witches, and Hates, Spooky Stories from Appalachia, brought to you by Wandering Aesthetics. It looks like it's at Sage Rock, which must be the performance space they rent from Mr. Lewis. Master storyteller Kyle Joseph will take audiences on a spine-tingling journey into the heart of Appalachia. Also, October 30th, the 12th annual Halloween Charity Ball, which is a really great event. And actually, the aforementioned Life is Good No Matter What will be one of the designees of the proceeds, along with Empowering Scholars Program, which offers books and school supplies and clothes for children, students who are homeless. So yeah, the Halloween Charity Ball at Tangier, October 30th at 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. This group of young professionals, they really know how to throw a party, and they do a ton of events each year, but they do a lot of charitable things, and they're raising lots of money for these groups. So
cool.
That's awesome.
Can you play while I tickle your armpits? Let's see.
Stop it, Liz.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Sorry. Liz, what do you got?
All right. So tomorrow evening is tomorrow evening is the unveiling for the Love the Wall project. There's going to be a little social event for that and a celebratory function in the Sully building, which is right there across the street from the wall. That's exciting. Then there's also coming up on the 27th, which is next Tuesday, the Smart Studio Akron painting party. They're having a Twin Peaks theme up in the Uncorked Wine Bar, and that's going to be from 7 to 9 o'clock. And then we have the Civic doing the Mask of the Red Death, their annual Halloween party, which is always a big one, coming up the weekend of Halloween that Saturday. And I also want to give everybody a heads up for a couple November events. There's going to be a chili cook-off here at Musica on November 5th. They're going to play the Browns versus the Bengals game and do a chili cook-off. You can, you know, kind of bring your own recipe. It's only $10 to participate, and bring your own recipe, your own cooked chili to enter in the contest. Whoever wins that contest will get all the money from all the entrants. They get the pot. Get it? What? So there's that, and it's just going to be fun to attend if you want to come have a nice like fall night out with some football and some chili here at
Musica.
We
should bring Ben Arrington up just for like
Hello.
A special.
Where's
like,
my music?
I'm sorry. We should, but like, I just saw him post a video on Facebook. He tried.
The music stops every
Does
time
he even
talking.
Miss us? Does what he even happen? Miss us? Does he
I
ever talk about
that
us?
Facebook that
He tried chili for the first time down in Cincinnati.
Oh, Skyline. I see.
Wait. You mean chili in Cincinnati for the first time?
Yeah. Skyline chili.
Not the first time ever.
No.
Okay.
Cincinnati,
I was
Skyline.
Say, man, he was more surprised than I realized.
He's been in Cincinnati for like 2 months, and dude hasn't tried it yet. So, Ben, come on, bro.
Well,
come
to
on.
His credit, it's come finally, on, it's finally it, chili
his,
season.
His reaction was very just, I don't know. I didn't get much out of his review.
Like, that was okay.
It's finally
that's
chili
a typical
season,
Ben review, though.
Yes.
Did he say he liked it?
He said eh.
No reviews? That was it? That really
eh.
was it?
Eh, maybe.
Okay. So then on November, another really fall, fun fall something that takes place every year, the November Crafty Mart event is coming up. It's November the 28th and 29th, a two-day event. It's grown over the years and is now a three-building event as well. So
Ooh.
It will be in Musica like it's always been, and it's going to be at the Art Museum and Summit Art Space the way it's been the past year or two. So three buildings, 2 days, November 28th and 29th, and that's Crafty Mart, so you can get your holiday shopping started if you haven't by then.
That's super cool. I've got one more event that I forgot about, and then we'll wrap up here. The last one is November's Creative Cog is going to be Tuesday, November 10th, and that's called Where Art and Service Meet with Dave Rich. So that's
going
to be super.
Local
you know
musician.
Dave Rich? Yeah, okay, so Dave Rich is a local musician. Might have to come to that.
Good dude.
Start registering now on Eventbrite, and that's at Musica on Tuesday, November 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this.
Hold up. I got one more. I'm so bad. No, I tend to focus on stuff and then I forget my own things. Jason Scala, Urban Eats chef and artist, has a series of monster paintings, stencil art, hand-cut stencil art, plywood paintings that he's known for, all hung at the Nightlight now, just as of late last week. And they're all on sale for $75. So if you go to the Nightlight between now and the end of the month, not only are they doing like freak night movie night movies, like The Shining, I know, is one of them.
Sorry.
Don't be scared.
It is kind of scary.
You can see really great movies of the Nightlight, like always, including that special series. And you can check out Scala's art and get a piece for a really good price.
That's awesome. Very cool.
He would have killed me. No, I don't think he even listens to these, but I got to promote.
All right. Well, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Spoils of Akron podcast, the third and final in our Akron Mayoral Candidates podcast series. Thanks, Bill Melver, for coming on. Thank you, Eddie Siplin and Dan Horgan, for coming on the past 2 weeks, too. And thank you, Yoli, for setting those up for us. We work in partnership with Musica and Urban Eats. We're recording at Musica today. We also work in partnership with the Akron Public Library and with our own Chris Millers, the Akronist. Woo!
Woo-woo!
Thank you, Deacon, for running the ones and twos today.
Hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Cheers.
All right, well, thank you
Better
so
hope Jason's
much for
not
listening.
Listening to this.
And as always,
now you
folks,
know he's not.
Keep it an Akron day.